All right, here we go, folks. It's another hour. It's your Pratt Pack, and it is time to talk the holistic truth. Joe Messina is here from the Weiner Wellness Center on this Memorial Day weekend. And I know, Joe, a patriot as I am, we have many friends who have served as he has. And I want to take time because his cousin, Mr. Zappala, is being laid to rest this weekend. So, Joe, it's about family. It's about service in many aspects. And I want to give you a chance to talk family and those who have served Memorial Day. And then we'll get to this week's topic. Go ahead, sir. Good afternoon.
Absolutely. Hi, Rob. A pleasure. Always a pleasure, my friend. And, yes, you know, all of our relatives, you and I, you know, we're at that stage where we had relatives in the wars, in the big wars. And, you know, my dad served in the Navy. My father-in-law served in the Army. I mean, and every, you know, my godfather, Joe Valentino, he's still alive. God bless him. 87 years old. He served as well. And, you know, the funny thing was while he was serving, he was overseas when I was born. So, you know, even though he was my godfather, he had to have a stand in because he was serving the country. But you mentioned, the Honorable, Chief Justice Stephen A. Zappala. He was laid to rest today, by his family, and the service was beautiful. You know, yesterday it was just amazing, the turnout of people, and he was also a veteran. So, and he continued serving the country all through, you know, his life, and his sons and brothers all serving the country. Of course, his son, Stephen Zappala Jr., our district attorney here in Allegheny County. So, you know, lots of family, lots of service, lots of appreciation for those people, Rob.
No doubt. And I just wanted to give you a chance to do that. Listen, this is the official start of summer also. And I'm not just saying that summer is the right time, but it's a good time to start really evaluating your health and who you are, because you want to be active. You want to make the most of it. And good habits really start a good lifestyle. And I can't think of a better time to be thinking about a good lifestyle to give you a great life ahead than this weekend and in the coming weeks and summer, obviously. And no one can jumpstart that process better, safer, and healthier the holistic way, as we talk here on the Holistic Truth, than the Weiner Wellness Center. Right, Joe?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Rob. We're about lifestyle changes here. You know, we try to encompass as much of that as possible, taking care of your structure with our three great chiropractors here, you know, making sure that nutritionally everybody is sound, making sure that, you know, the connection between the spine and the muscles and the nerves. You know, we've got Adam Kawash, and we've got Dr. Orbach, who does so many things with muscle therapy, not just chiropractic. So it is a whole thing. It's a lifestyle. And then, you know, getting rid of some of the things in your life is just as important, Rob, as maybe adding in these nutrients that you could be lacking. And that's why Jeff's always busy, you know, letting people. I just talked to someone today in the center, and she said to me, you know, she goes, I eat healthy. I do all the right things. And then I eat a couple slices of bread, and all of a sudden I put on 2 pounds.
Yes.
In one day. And I said, well, you know, here's the thing. That's why you come in and see Jeff Nisnik, because many people, Rob, have food sensitivities that they don't know about. Because, you know, chemically, they're very low on the chain. You know, it's not like an allergic reaction where someone who's allergic to peanuts or to bee stings, you know, you're going to have that anaphylaxis response. But on the lower end of that spectrum are food sensitivities. And sometimes something as, you know, innocent as a slice of bread. And these days, slices of bread, unless you're making it yourself or it's not, you know, Mancini's. I mean, oh, come on. There's too many chemicals, too many additives, right? But something that could seem as simple as a slice of bread, with all of the chemicals that are in some of these packaged breads and the glyphosate that the wheat sprayed with, it'll trigger something in your body, and your body's going to respond to it. You got to remember, Rob, that your body never does anything wrong. If it's doing something you don't like, it's reacting to something you did or put in to your body. So remember that. It's never your body's fault. It's reacting to a stimulus. And, you know, that's a great way to segue into the topic of today, because, you know, this lady just came in today to tell me that, but there's many people out there that, you know, they fight a losing battle when it comes to losing weight and regaining energy. You know, they may be reducing their caloric intake. They may be increasing exercise, you know, hitting the treadmill, going to the gym. But things don't seem to change, you know, and that balance doesn't seem to change. And many times, Rob, that is a result of something going on in the endocrine system. And there's a system in your body that has everything to do with energy, hormones, strength, fatigue, you name it. And we refer to it as the fat axis. Now, for everybody listening out there, this is, you know, this isn't television. So fat in this case is spelled P-H-A-T. And that's important because that is an acronym for the glands that are the key in the central part of the endocrine system. So the fat axis, Rob, stands for P for pituitary, H for hypothalamus, A for adrenal glands, and T for thyroid glands. So that's your fat axis. And it just so happens that when that's off balance, you know, then fat F-A-T is affected. So there is a definite connection. And it's very important. You know, one of the things that we like to talk about is the difference between allopathic medicine and the holistic approach. And the difference usually is when it comes to things like this, Rob, that most specialists in the allopathic industry seem to want to treat organs separate from the body. You know, oh, we got to treat your thyroid. Oh, we got to treat your adrenals. Or we got to, you know, they try, you know, the thyroid gland doesn't exist outside the body. It's part of a system. And you really have to look at the entire system. Now, let me just go into how important this whole system is. The pituitary gland, okay, the P of the fat axis. You know, this, if you asked a lot of people, what's the master gland of your body, Rob? Most of them are not going to know the answer to that. Well, they will now. It's called the pituitary gland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's responsible for producing human growth hormone. You know, it helps to regulate your thyroid gland. So you, many times, you know, have a thyroid malfunction, but you got to go higher in the chain. It could be the pituitary. Metabolic energy, energy that's sustainable, Rob, that is the work of the pituitary gland. Okay, so it does a lot that people don't realize it does, and it gets overlooked so often.
All right, what I want to do is I want to take a break here, and then we're going to come back. We've got three more segments with him. But listen, if you want to make an appointment with all the great folks at the Weiner Wellness Center, you can call. I know Emily is there. Others would love to hear from you to set up an appointment, and they will get you started. And again, if you've never done this before, you have no idea, maybe you're hearing this show for the first time, and you just want to feel better about yourself, and you want to do it in a safe, natural way, call them, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, and they will get you headed in the right direction. And for those of you who have been with them for years and you're looking to replenish, restock, and revitalize, they're there for you as well, too. And remember, you can get everything you need to know about the Weiner Wellness Center by going to drweiner.com or pick up the phone, make the call, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Coming back with the holistic truth with the practice manager at the Weiner Wellness Center, Joe Messina, in just a couple of moments on KDKA. And Joe Messina is with us right now. He is on location at the Weiner Wellness Center. More of the holistic truth in helping you stay fit, especially when it comes to those unwanted pounds and more. And the key, Joe, is always doing it the right way to shed and to keep them off, right?
Absolutely. It's a whole process. It's taking care of the body. It's a system. It's a lifestyle. It's not a quick diet. It's not counting calories. You know, Dr. Tracy Straub, she always says, and I remember, you know, I love a good quote, Rob, and I steal the best. You know, I'm always stealing from the best. And she said, you know, never count calories, count chemicals. You know, if you think about that statement, think how powerful that is. I mean, how many times do people go buy things at a supermarket and never look at a label? Just grab it, throw it in the cart. Doesn't matter what's in it. If you start reading those labels, Rob, you'll have a rude awakening to see how many chemicals are actually in these packaged foods that we're consuming. And that's what we started to talk about earlier, too. And that is, you know, when you're consuming these things, they're going to cause a reaction in your body. We were never designed to consume chemicals, especially at the alarming rate that we are these days with packaged, processed, fast foods. So, you know, these systems in the body will be affected. You know, we're talking about the fat axis, and that's the PHAT axis, pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenals, and thyroid. You know, Rob, how many times have you heard somebody say, yeah, I got my thyroid, I'm on thyroid meds. Do you ever hear somebody say I'm on a hypothalamus med?
No.
You know, do you ever hear someone say I'm on a pituitary med?
No.
No. They don't say that, right? Oh, I'm on a thyroid medication. Well, you know what? There's a whole lot more going on than just your thyroid gland. Because before you get to that, as we said, the master gland, the pituitary. Then you have the hypothalamus. Now, this one, even the nickname could be the control gland because it's responsible for maintaining what we call homeostasis, and that's balance in the body. And you know, Rob, most people have a problem with optimal health because they're below homeostasis. So getting back to that level playing ground is the first step. You can't get up to optimal, which is a couple steps above that, until homeostasis is maintained. So balancing the system, balancing the endocrine system and the nervous system, that's what the hypothalamus gland does. And again, it's hardly ever, if ever, addressed. Now, you know, a term you hear a lot is probably adrenal fatigue, right? I mean, you hear that, and that's addressed to some extent. But do you know what the main use of the adrenal glands are?
What's
fight or flight, cortisol, the fight or flight hormone, okay? That's where it originates, in your adrenal glands. So if your body is reacting to stress, and of course, who isn't, right? But all kinds of stress over and over on a daily basis, the fight or flight balance, Rob, is going to be distorted. Now, the adrenals, they're also responsible for making hormones, steroidal hormones like testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. So if, I mean, Rob, how many times have you seen a commercial for low T, right? All over the place. You know, hormone replacement therapy is big business out there. But who's responsible in the body for that? Your adrenal glands. And knowing it is half the battle, Rob. And then after all of that, we get to the thyroid. Now, the thyroid has a very, very important job in the body. It helps you to metabolize foods, fats, carbohydrates. It's directly related to energy production. You notice I didn't say protein, because protein is not a source of energy in the body. Fats are, and carbohydrates are. There are two sources of energy from our food supply. And the gland that regulates that and has a direct effect on how you metabolize fats and carbs is the thyroid gland. So there's one other thing I want to talk about before we move on the thyroid, and that is, a lot of people I don't think don't realize this either, but that is, it's the gland responsible for protecting the body from radiation. Now, that's important, because I think we're exposed, Rob, to more radiation now than we have ever been in our history. And when I say radiation, I'm talking about the invisible kind out there. I mean, there's radiation coming off of your phone, coming off of your iPad, coming off of your tablets and computers, off of your TV screens. There's radiation everywhere. And then you add to it by go getting an x-ray for everything under the sun. You go to the dentist, how many x-rays do they do? And did you ever notice, Rob, how they always leave the room when they take those x-rays? Does that ever make you wonder how much excess radiation is flying through that room? Not to mention getting on a plane. You know, it's just radiation's everywhere. That is the silent stress that's out there that we're not even, you know, not even really categorizing and measuring. So all of these things relate back to the fat axis in the body. And that's why we have to address the whole thing, Rob. Not just one organ, not just one part of it, but the key culprit here is stress. And when I say stress, you know, we have to really define the different types of stress, because you got physical stress. That's obvious, right? You hurt an injury is physical stress on the body. And then you have, well, let's say, for example, I mean, extreme exercise is a source of stress in the body. I mean, people don't realize it, but when you do these extreme types of exercise, you run a marathon, a half marathon, you know, or you're doing an hour on the treadmill, or you're lifting for, you know, until you can't move. Extreme exercise is, I mean, there was even a place called Extreme Fitness, I think, one time. I don't even know if they're still in business, but, you know, that is a major source of stress in the body. Our immune systems, I mean, have they been taxed over the last year or two? Yeah, you better believe it. That's a source of stress in the body. And then you have that silent stress that's internal, Rob, this chronic silent inflammation that's caused by all of these chemicals in our life, in our diet, and in our atmosphere, and in our lifestyles out there. You know, everything from cleaning supplies to what you might ingest, if there's a chemical, it's having a stressful impact on your body. So there's so many sources of it. You know, what can you do about it? Well, you know, you could start eliminating the ones you can actually control. Some of the stressors, you know, I mean, start, you know, getting some time away from those screens, away from those phones, you know, and these video games our kids are addicted to. I mean, it's getting ridiculous out there. But start reading your labels. You know, Jamie Dorley did an entire presentation at the last Wellness Week a couple weeks ago on how to read labels, everything from a supplement to a food to a medication. And it was one of the most important ones we had because, like I said earlier in the show, Rob, people go to the supermarket and they just plop things in that cart. They don't read that label. You know, I'll give you a perfect example of it, Rob. You know, I think soy is so abundantly overused in our diet, and it's a phytoestrogen, and it competes for receptor sites in the body, and it can cause an imbalance if you eat too much soy in the balance between estrogen and testosterone. So, you know, if you look at labels in the supermarket, you're going to find that just about 90 to 95% of them have some sort of soy or soybean oil in them. And then that takes us right back, Rob. I said earlier, why do we have a hormone replacement business in this country? Because of all of these things disrupting that delicate balance. And many times, most of the time, it involves something we put in our mouth.
All right, listen, when we come back on the other side, what are we going to pick up on?
Okay, so we're going to pick up on some things that you can do for lifestyle, diet, and supplement-wise to start rebalancing this fat axis.
You know, and once you get the fat-burning process started again, they reignite that furnace, if you will, with these supplements and thoughts and processes. Your body will do so much of this on its own, you'll be like, why did I wait so long? Let it happen naturally. Let it unfold holistically and get back to where you need to go. 1 minute to the break, Joe. Just tell them about the Weiner Wellness Center and what we do every week on The Holistic Truth, please.
You know, we're here for you guys. We're here 6 days a week. The doctors are here 5. We've got chiropractic. We've got muscle response therapy. We've got kinesiology. We've got the Zyto machine, which is taking the biorhythms of the body and determining certain depletions and nutrient deficiencies. So everything that you need for a lifestyle adaptation, Rob, is here at the Weiner Wellness Center, not to mention the most complete, the most thorough nutrition store in the area. And it's loaded, it's packed. We're here, we have everything for you here. They're all professional grade, Rob. Everything is verified from certificate of analysis, top to the bottom. And so, you know, we're here for you for lifestyle changes. That's what we want to help you with. Give us a call, 412-922-9355. Stop in. We're open, Rob, 6 days a week down here, 2419 Baldwick Road, right in the heart of Greentree Crafton area, just a few steps from you.
All you got to do, folks, is pick up the phone and make that call, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And remember, it's drwiner.com. Nutritional things that you can do, supplements that can help you get it done, and more importantly, a lifestyle that will restart you and get you back to that entry level of life of feeling great, put you on the right track, put you on the right path to returning to the great things that your body can do holistically and naturally. That's what they do every day, 6 days a week at the Weiner Wellness Center. And that's what we talk about every week on the 1 o'clock hour, Rob Pratt Saturday, Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. It's the Holistic Truth. Rob Pratt and Joe Messina joining me live today from the Weiner Wellness Center. This is the Holistic Truth, back with more right here. All right, Joe is here as in Messina, the practice manager who's had decades of experience in the supplement industry, holistic industry, and the Holistic Truth is the name of the program. And he, of course, with the great people we've been mentioning, Dr. Ross, a new part of the staff, they are doing things to revolutionize and changing the way people live every day. I know you want to pick up on the nutritional aspect of what we're talking about, holistic weight loss and feeling better and getting your body back on that ground floor to get started in the right direction. And I know people are listening and they'll come up to me and say, hey, I was listening to you, or I heard you. And you know what, Rob, I want to do it. I'm even guilty of it. You know, for 30 years, I was in impeccable shape. And then you get a little older and you kind of slide a little bit backwards. But then again, you think to yourself, do I really want to get started again? The thing that I want to leave people with before you take over here, Joe, and I've from personal experience to seeing it with others, just the starting process of jumpstarting your engine, your natural holistic engine, meaning your body. We're talking 48 to 72 hours. And you know, with the intermittent fasting becoming such a big part of who we all are, if you can give it 2 or 3 days, you can literally change your life forever, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, I learned about intermittent fasting a lot, you know, very late in my career. And, you know, it made so much sense to me. And it's, you know, people think, they hear that word fast and they think, I can't do it. You know, it's not really, it's getting a bad rap when you hear fast. I mean, the best way to do intermittent fasting is to just have some time, some good time between your last meal of the day and the first meal of the next day. And that's it. That's all you got to do. Start with 12 hours. You know, if you eat by at 7 o'clock at night, you know, don't eat anything at 10 or 11. You know, go till at least 7 or 8 the next day. That's not that hard to do. If you can start with 12 hours, then it will be easy to get to maybe 14, 16, 18. You know, to me, I find the sweet spot, Rob, is about 16 hours for me. So if I finish my last meal of the day around 8 o'clock, then I'm going to look to go to around 11 or 12 the next day. And then people say, well, isn't that skipping breakfast? And I say, no. Breakfast is your first meal of the day when you break the fast. That's breakfast. It could be at 8. It could be at 11. It could be at noon. Your first meal of the day. See, that's where all the misconceptions come in. So what does it do for you, Rob? Well, it helps you make use of the nutrients you took in the day before. And then when they're used up, it goes to your body's stores of energy and uses them. Because, you know, think about our ancestors, Rob. You know, they didn't get 3 square meals a day. You know, they didn't have a hot meal for breakfast every day. So we're really programmed not to do that. And it's something, like you said, if you can start slow, start easy, then once it becomes a habit, it's easy. It's simple.
Well, and I think people need to understand you have the tricks of the trade that are legit and tips and ideas that will help people along the way. It's like you're taking them the first 48 to 72 hours, even if you're not physically with them through that process. And a lot of that has to do nutritional frontiers and other supplements that can really go a long way to give people shakes and more power bars, the opportunity, the will to push through to get to that finish line. And when you get 48 to 72 hours in and you look back over that shoulder, you really start to feel better. And listen, mind over body, it works every time, Joe.
works every time, Rob. It all starts with your mind, your commitment. You know, nobody's a better advocate of that than Jamie. We were talking about Jamie Dorley, our leader down here, because this guy's one of the most disciplined guys I've ever met in my life, and I've met a lot of them. And I'll tell you, I can learn so much from it. And I think that it's a perfect place to start with your lifestyle reset, and that is look at your body, look at your life. Hey, Rob, I knew a doctor I worked with years ago, hormone specialist. He wrote a book. Wait, you ready for the title of this book? It's What Does Your Doctor Look Like Naked? So think about that. You know, it's like going to a bodybuilder to have someone or someone train you in bodybuilding that has no muscle tone, right? Or you know, it's like, wait a minute, come on. You know, if you don't practice what you preach, then it's going to lose some validity. And I think that's what sets us aside down here, okay? Dr. Orbach, an athlete, basketball player all his life, martial artist like us, Rob, all his life, right? Dr. Honigman. The guy is like, you know, his percent of body fat has got to be in the single digits. And he, you know, him and Frick Park over there, you know, they're buds. He's there more than he's probably in his house. We got our new chiropractor, Dr. Phil here. You know, this kid, you know, yeah, he's young, but man, his energy just exudes from him. And you can see, and you know what? It becomes contagious. You know, we eat and we work the lifestyle that we don't eat fast food. Jeff Nisnik, you know, he'll tell you if he ever out of just, you know, no options available has to eat. He's told me these times and it, you know, that he's had to eat something from one of these places. He gets immediately ill, you know, so you regret it immediately. Your body doesn't want that junk, but you've got to recondition it to be, you know, for the norm, Rob, to be good nutrients. And then when you have that kind of chemical-laden food and your body rejects it, because remember, your body does nothing wrong. Listen to it. It'll tell you what you need. And some of those symptoms, okay, we're talking about the fat axis, right? And we, how much time we got before the break?
4 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So here, if you're seeing any of these symptoms, then you've got an issue with your fat axis. And not just your thyroid, not just your adrenals, pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, and thyroid. Some things, okay? How about fatigue? Chronic fatigue. There it is, top of the list. Weight gain, particularly belly fat. What if you can't sleep? How many people do you know have problems sleeping these days? I mean, it goes on and on. How about brain fog? You know, do you ever hear that from anybody? I just, you know, I don't know why I came into this room. Okay, well, there's something going on. If you're craving carbohydrates, that's an issue. Okay, mood swings, depression. How about cold intolerance? These are the things that are going to let you know something's going wrong in that endocrine system, in that fat axis. So what we want to do, Rob, we don't want to make the mistake of treating a gland or a symptom individually. We want to treat the whole system of the body, the whole body, address it. And we don't even like to use the word treat. We like to say we want to support the body's natural functionality. And you have to do that. If any of those symptoms are a part of your life, then you can't do it by food alone. That's one of my favorite sayings these days, Rob. We can't live by food alone anymore. We've got to supplement our diets to get therapeutic levels of those nutrients. And when we come back, I want to talk about one of my favorite formulations, and it's called Thyro Complete by Nutritional Frontiers, because it's one of the few I've ever seen that addresses the entire endocrine system. It addresses the fat axis from top to bottom. And you add a few little things in there like B vitamins and iodine, and you've got a protocol, Rob, not a product, not a pill, but a protocol to to help support your body's natural functionality.
One of the things before we get to the break, we actually have about 2 minutes left. Explain the process, how you teach people how to take these supplements, do it the right way. Because, you know, many people are thinking, I can't take a handful of supplements at a time. It's spread out. It's done the right way. It's done during mealtime, healthy mealtimes. And it becomes so routine, it's an afterthought. So we just want people to know that you teach them the process of how to ingest and digest everything that they're doing when it comes to the body as far as nutritional supplements and food. Right, Joe?
Right. Well, you know, Rob, I mean, that's one of the issues we face all the time. And you have to look at supplementation as part of your food program and part of your food budget. It's not a drug, okay? This should be part of your food budget because it's inferior food that led you to this issue. So these are things that, I mean, with very few exceptions, should always be taken at mealtime. And there are some exceptions. You know, some things for your, like probiotics for your gut and certain things you can take on an empty stomach, neurotransmitter-wise for the brain. But most of the time, they're food-based supplements, so they should be taken with food. And if you have that mindset that you this is part of your meal, okay, not separate from it, not in addition to it, it's part of the meal. You know, I do that a lot of times with our greens, our Prolean greens. A lot of times I use that as my beverage for my meal so that I'm getting all the greens and all of the superfoods without having to buy them and cook them. And that's a great way to do it. We have the greens, the reds, the oranges, the purples. These are whole food supplements, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables. That becomes part of your meal.
All right, again, tell them in the final minute everything they need to know, at least in 60 seconds, then we'll come back for our final segment, why they need to plug into the Weiner Wellness Center. Joe?
You know, it's all about a healthy lifestyle, and that includes structure, and that includes internal. So internal at the level, you know, nutrient level, at the micronutrient level. Macronutrients, Rob, are proteins, fats, carbs, fibers, foods, whole foods. And they deliver micronutrients to the body. So we'll help you supplement and support the body's function through therapeutic levels of micronutrients. And then make sure your structure is sound, because that's your whole body is based upon your structure. Your structure, your spinal column, it houses your central nervous system. Okay, that's where everything connects. If that's in disrepair, then nothing else is going to work properly. You cannot eliminate proper structure from a healthy lifestyle. That's why we do both at the Weiner Wellness Center.
All right, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. They're open now. Call, make an appointment, and take the first step in the right direction of taking hold of your life and feeling better every day the rest of your life. The Holistic Truth with Joe Messina, Rob Pratt, back for one more segment on this Saturday at Odyssey 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, in just minutes. Instead of putting it off after the weekend or thinking, you know, maybe I'll wait to see how the first few weeks of June go, why not call right now, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And just say, I was listening to Joe, I was listening to Rob. Call, make an appointment, and let them take you in the right direction. And believe me, you will be so glad that in a month or by the 4th of July, you'll look back and say, you know, I'm glad that I listened to Rob that day on the Holistic Truth and I made the call, because I'm already there and on my way. And I still have 6 more weeks of warm weather, if not longer, to be able to enjoy and to feel good. And you'll start noticing within a month, if not much, much sooner, but I guarantee you within a month, how much better you feel when you're on the right path with the Weiner Wellness Center. And listening to the Holistic Truth every week from 1 to 2 will definitely help turn your life around. Joe, final segment. It's all yours. We got about 7 minutes, so take it away.
Well, Rob, you know, I got to tell you that this has been so much fun getting back on the air with you. And one of the big fringe benefits of getting in here with the Weiner Wellness Center after all these years of working with them, but being here on a full-time basis now, one of the best fringe benefits has been the hour I spend with you every Saturday, and I love it. And I can't wait to keep doing it every week. But you know, I want to bring up an announcement. I have an announcement. It seems like every week we have some kind of an announcement on here, Rob. But I want to make a special bittersweet announcement. We're happy and sad at the same time. Our own Dr. Joseph Honigman has decided it's time for retirement. And we are looking at Dr. H giving us a few more weeks of his time. And guess what he's going to do, Rob? He's going to move to Florida and enjoy life with his mother and brother down there. And we just wish him all the best. And it's, like I said, a very bittersweet announcement. You know, we always wish someone well when they decide it's time to move on and enjoy the rest of their life. And boy, the service that this guy has put in is just incredible. Let me just give you some highlights, because we're going to bring him on and we're going to do a farewell show with him in the next couple of weeks with you, Rob, and we'll work that all out. But in the meantime, you know, Dr. Honigman has 30 years in this industry. And, you know, he was valedictorian from the Pennsylvania College of Chiropractic, and he has a master's degree in public health from the University of Pittsburgh. So, you know, just that alone sets him head and shoulders above most chiropractors, you know, in the area. And, you know, he just had such a multitude of knowledge that he's conveyed over the years, worked with so many different patients here at the Weiner Wellness Center. He's been here 12 years. So, you know, it's like, it's just one of those bittersweet endings to something in your life, and we're going to miss him, but, you know, we're going to wish him all the best. And of course, like I said, he'll be here for the next 2 weeks. So folks, if you are a patient of Dr. Joseph Honigman here at the Weiner Wellness Center, I suggest you give us a call and get in here to see him in the next 2 weeks. And get him, because it's going to fill up fast. And I have a feeling that Dr. H is going to be seeing more patients in the next 2 weeks than he has in a while, because they're going to want to see him and say goodbye too. But, you know, he'll always be here with us in spirit. We'll probably pull him in for some radio shows now and then, and we'll probably pull him in every time we have a wellness week, because his workshops were, you know, head and shoulders above most. The quality, just incredible. So he isn't going to be able to leave us completely. We're going to make use of his knowledge. We'll get him on the air. We'll get him on the workshops. Now that we can do them all via Zoom, Dr. H will probably be doing his workshops at the July Wellness Week, Rob, July 17th to the 24th, from the beach in Daytona, Florida. And I will be jealous.
Well, let me just say this. You know, I've gotten to know all of you, and I've known you for decades at the Weiner Wellness Center, going back to my days with Dr. Weiner himself. Always revered him. And equal praise for Dr. Honigman, who is an incredible individual. His father, a Philadelphia police officer. He, a gymnast at one time, obviously a scholar, but a man of faith, family, his love for his mother, second to none. And as a friend, you couldn't ask for a better friend. Always there with a kind word, a shoulder to lean on, and more importantly, teaching, educating. And if he needed to be there for you to help you holistically as a chiropractor and a nutritional expert, and more importantly, just a man of knowing what's right to put in the human body and how to take care of it, the man never turned anyone away, and he always turned to me whenever I needed his advice on or off the air. I will think of him as I do often for generations to come, and I will continue to make sure that my children do that by letting them know how much he did for their father, and more importantly, what he did for all of the patients that he had as far as at the Weiner Wellness Center. And, you know, my children, many of them falling in that category of good, healthy, nutritional ideas and lifestyle. And a lot of it is so reminiscent of my conversations with Dr. Honigman, the path that they have decided to take. So all of the people he has taught, as I said earlier, will be around for generations to come. He has really contributed to society and the overall good health of human beings and the human race, Joe.
Absolutely, Rob. You know, he's one of those guys. We have such a diversity here, you know, between Dr. Orbach and Dr. Honigman. You know, they're both chiropractors, but so different in their approach. They were able to help people in multitudes of ways, different for each one of them. You know, and Dr. Honigman was, you know, very, very nutritionally minded in his in his working with his patients, because, you know, he could even order, you know, tests for them and blood tests. And, you know, he really dug down deep on the nutrition side. And we're going to miss him. There's no doubt about it. And we just wish him so much health and happiness. So, you know, I'll give him a good old live long and prosper before he gets out of here, Rob. But, you know, we're gonna have these next 2 weeks, folks, with Dr. Honigman. He'll be here until the 12th of June. And possibly, I think, Rob, either next Saturday or the following, we'll get him on the show and give him a proper send-off and a proper farewell from the Weiner Wellness Center and KDK Radio that he's been such a part of and such a big, big part of this family. So as I said earlier, it's a bittersweet announcement, but we wish him all the best. And you know what he said to me, Rob? I'm going to miss Frick Park.
Well, listen, anytime he needs for me to get him up here on a plane and to take a walk in Frick Park, count me in, because he has given me countless times of information, education, and our conversations for years between commercial breaks were something I cherished, and I will take his beloved advice with me for the rest of my life. And I'm honored to call Dr. Joseph Honigman my friend. God bless him, and he is truly a man of the people and who has left a legacy that will be remembered. And as far as what he has done in the world of holistic medicine, it is the holistic truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth on what you need to do to feel better and live a healthier life and to live long and prosper. Joe, thank you so much. We are out of time. Keep up the great work, and we'll do it again next week.
See you soon, Rob. Always a pleasure, my friend. Live long and prosper.
The great Joe Messina, and again to Dr. Honigman, much love, much respect. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks and getting you on this broadcast for the audience to hear your message of health and happiness one more time as you get ready to enjoy a much-deserved retirement.